It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. I am Matt Greenwood. Alongside me, Seth Collins of the Victoria Steelville Cardinals, who won earlier today over the South Iron Panthers in the semifinals in the Central Christmas Tournament. Steelville advancing to take on the Central Rebels. Coach, we'll get your thoughts on that in a second. But first off, this game against South Iron, 1-3-1 zone early on, and it paid off for you.
Yeah, we did a great job getting in the passing lanes and taking away really any chance they had of getting in a rhythm offensively. They did do a good job getting 15 open. She hit a couple shots on us in the first half that, you know, and we were really keen on making sure we knew where she was and getting out on her, and they were able to get her open at times, but you know, it was few and far between as far as good looks went. We contested well.
South Iron, one of those teams that likes to get more of the mid-range game going and likes to get some post presence down low, and that 1-3-1 zone of yours really kind of took that away. Is that zone something you run every single game, or is that designed specifically for South Iron?
That's something we run pretty much all the time, and we'll throw some different stuff in every once in a while, but it's something that we prepare for, or we prepare every day, and run it very well. You know, the girls know the rotations, and they move well, and we do a great job getting the passing lanes.
Let's talk about some key players for you today. Abby Booker, two threes early on in the first quarter, helped that 8-0 run to start the game along, and Hannah Cottrell finishing the game with 17 after a very quiet first quarter where she had 1 point. Talk about their play and why they were able to be so effective today.
I mean, they're huge for us. They're used to the moment. They're our senior leaders, and you know, Abby getting us off to that quick start was big for us. I felt like we started slow the other day in the first round game, and it really kind of carried out throughout the game. But today we got off to a quick start. We were able to get a lead, and then we were able to get in our comfort zone and, you know, pressure the ball a little bit in our zone and get some easy buckets offensively.
And something I noticed about your zone is, or about your game today, is you didn't really have to go deep into your bench. I think maybe that 1-3-1 zone kind of lets you, you know, keep your foot off the pedal, so to speak, and maybe settle into a more calm game. Is that something that you really rely on, is just not using a deep bench, instead using your five starters?
You know, that was just kind of the pace of the game today. Where we were able to do that, we do have three, you know, some girls on the bench that come off and play really well, and we didn't see that tonight. But you know, the girls on the floor they looked fine. They were rotating well. They weren't really tired, so we really didn't go to the bench as much as we have in the past. But you know, that's something we'll probably see more of Saturday, as our bench players, just depending on the pace of the game. But tonight's pace, we were able to kind of stick with the girls on the floor.
Let's get your thoughts on the Central Rebels, a team that you lost to in the district championship last year. Basically the same team coming back for them, and just about the same team for you as well. You feel like your girls are ready for that?
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, we're ready for any challenge, and looking forward to competing on Saturday. You know, hope to come out and have an exciting game, especially for all the fans here. This is a great place to play. But, yeah, Central's a great team, well-coached, certainly – the moment's never going to get to them. They've been in some situations that we never have, so we're excited.
And it's well known that their press wreaks havoc on a lot of teams offensively. You think your team is ready for that?
I hope so. I mean, you know, at times last year we were able to handle it well, and then there were certain parts of the game where it just absolutely killed us, and that was pretty much the difference, was their pressure and them getting easy shots where we're not able to set up our 1-3-1, and that killed us in the district championship. So hopefully we can handle it on Saturday.
All right, Coach Collins, thank you so much, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. Thanks for coverage.
No problem. Seth Collins, head coach of the Steelville Lady Cardinals, on to the championship in the Central Christmas Tournament. They'll take on the host team, Rebels, on Saturday at 6 o'clock on J98. Back with more Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show when we return on The Boot.